Hello, everyone. Welcome to the A Train to Sedona broadcast. I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is also the name of a memoir I wrote. To have my voice be heard and to share my journey, my failures, and my successes in the hope that it will inspire your journey. You can buy a signed copy on my website at lindamarsanico.com on Buy the Book page. You can get a regular copy from Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores. I also have a free gift for you. I call it the Cheat Sheet for High Vibration Living, 7 exercises designed to keep your energy vibrant and in the present moment. I'll highlight today the meditation. A 2 or 3 minute meditation can take thoughts out of your mind. And these thoughts interfere with our being quiet, relaxed, and multidimensional. You can download a free copy of the cheat sheet on my website at lindamarsanico.com. I have 2 disclaimers. One, that this broadcast does not establish a professional relationship. And 2, that the opinions expressed here do not necessarily represent talkradio.New York City. Today, my guest is Patty Hoyt. Patty Hoyt is a heart soul ascension healer, intuitive life coach, retreat facilitator, energy worker, and the creator of the Heart Soul Ascension Method. After 25 years of living with chronic physical pain and emotional suppression, she discovered that true healing begins within. Her journey led her to develop a deep connection with the emotional body, nervous system, and soul, revealing the power of loving and accepting every part of ourselves, a modality called inner mosaic. Through sacred breathwork, intuitive coaching, and compassionate guidance, Patty helps others transmute pain, release self-inflicted suffering, and return home to their truth. She holds healing spaces rooted in love, compassion, and aligned living. Whether through private immersions at her wellness healing sanctuary studio in Hawaii or transformational retreats around the world, Patty's mission is to guide others to live with less stress, more joy, and deep inner peace and self-love. Welcome to the broadcast, Patty.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and thrilled to be having this chat with you. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad to have you on board. Thanks. Patty, would you tell us what influences from your past bring you to where you are today?
You mentioned in my intro, thank you so much, about the pain that I went through. So what brings me here is the pain from the past that led me to go through a healing journey, an experience through my life journey to overcome that pain and be where I am right now, where I serve the world.
Were there teachers and people along the path, Patty?
Oh, yes. Many, many teachers along the way that held different modalities that helps people overcome different things, mentally, emotional, and even physical pain. So each step that I took into my journey, a different teacher would show up in my path. It's like, okay, you know that saying that when the student is ready, the teacher appears?
Indeed.
That's exactly what happened. In the beginning, when I heard that saying, I was like, nah, that's not what. What is this, right? But if I look back, it's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. Every time that I went through a different step into my healing, a different teacher showed up with a different modality that helped me, that support me. And I think all the modalities that I use today with my clients is part of what I saw each modality that I saw, like, oh, this really helped me. Oh, this really helped me. I want to learn more about that. How did that help me? Why? So then I went into learning more of the modality. Initially, it was for me. I never thought that I was going to actually use those as a tool to help others. I wanted to go deep into that modality to help me go deeper into my healing. And lo and behold, many years later, I'm utilizing those tools to help my clients and people around me. Yeah.
Is there one teacher that stands out?
There's different teachers that made a difference. Let me start with the first one was Eckhart Tolle. And with his book of The New Earth. And I remember attending a book club of that book with Oprah live. There was a book club live. So we would read the chapter and then the next week they would come live and have Q&A with hundreds and hundreds of people. And I remember back then I was really in acute chronic pain, physical chronic pain, pretty bad at that time. And I remember he wanted us to sit and sit still and in meditation, you know, every day. And I remember thinking to myself, like, are you crazy? I cannot sit still. My body hurts. And then a lady had an opportunity to ask questions. She had arthritis. And she said exactly what I was saying in my head. It's like, I'm in pain. I'm in excruciating pain. How can I sit still? And he said, there's one part in your body that is not in pain. Is your nail in pain? And she said, no. Can you just sit for a few seconds and focus on your nail, on that part of your body that is not in pain? I was like, oh, my nail is not in pain either. It's in that part of my body that is not in pain. Right? So that took me to start to think that, oh, maybe I can meditate. Because in my head, no way I can meditate because I cannot sit still for too long, right? Because of the physical pain. So that, like, the little key turn to see a different possibility.
Yes, it's wonderful to have those other possibilities to give us choice and hope and direction. So tell me, what is the role of spirituality in your life?
At this moment in my life, it's a big role. Different from the past, which it did not have any role in my life. We talked about in this role that you're in and I am in, we talk about body, mind, and soul and spirit, right? So how can we get that in alignment? For me, back in the day, my body was one thing. And in my view, that was defective. I asked God, can you take it back and give me a new one? Because this came through defective. And then my mind was a completely different, a separate thing, which created so much chaos. And then the spirit did not exist because I was in so much pain, emotionally, mental, and physical, that clutter of pain did not allow me to have any connection with spirit. Right? But the end of my journey, that was the last piece that came in that helped me really align myself and see the truth within my own essence.
Yes.
So right now, spirituality is really like a forefront of me. Like before we started this podcast, I sit down over here with you already. I did deep breaths and I connect with my higher self. I call upon my guardian angels, my guides,
Yes.
Like help me be this clean vessel for you to speak through me that serves the highest good of the people that will be listening to this. So it's...
Go ahead. Would you share with our listeners what you experienced yesterday?
Oh my goodness. Yes, I live in Hawaii. And yesterday we got a warning that there was an earthquake miles and miles away from us. And they said that the tsunami wave was coming for the entire, all the islands in Hawaii. And we're like, yeah, it's not really going to come. It's too far from us, right? So there's that denial. First thing that, you know, oh no, it's not going to come. And then it's starting to get closer. And the police start driving by with big, you know, microphones that evacuate, evacuate. This is a time to evacuate, get out. And I was like, holy moly, it's real thing. Where are we going to evacuate to? And then I start packing up all my clothes and food and a bag for my cat. And my husband was calm. And I was like, we live like a block and a half from the ocean cliffs. It's not a beach. It's not quite sea level. So there's a cliff. I was like, well, if it's a big wave, that cliff is not going to protect us. We're just a block away from the ocean. And it was stressful, to say the least. It was, but I went into my guides and asked, like, what is here for me to know? My husband is very calm. And I wanted to be angry at him. I was like, don't be this calm. Police is here. You know, I was like, wait, what is the balance here?
Yes.
Between what the authorities is saying to do, because that's their job. And can we see the analysis that my husband is doing? Like, this is how big the wave is going to be. This is how big our cliffs are, you know? So I came to my center. It's like, not panic mode, not denial, but let's be here in the center, right? And calm myself down and respond, not from fear, not from denial, but from this knowing what's going to happen here, right? Based on some statistics. And yeah, to say the least, it was stressful, but I was able to bring back to myself, to my footage, to my grounded way. Yes.
With
Thank
great,
you.
Yes, with great centering and grounding. You texted me last night and I got the text this morning and I prepared a solo show. And then you texted me back, I can do it, about an hour before broadcast. I was so excited that you would actually be here for
you.
This time slot. And I think that your spirituality speaks highly in the way that you, after that traumatic period, that you could come here and speak from your heart and perhaps channel what needs to be spoken today for our listeners.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for seeing that.
Yes. And we're getting ready for a break right now. And I'm thinking to alert our listeners that when we come back, I would like to ask you about a pivotal moment that led you to this healing work. You mentioned that you went to a book club and Eckhart Tolle appeared in an Oprah-type setting, and you received some very... What's that? Oh, some very important information to focus on an area where you had no pain, because it was very hard for you to sit, to meditate. And that was the beginning of having more teachers appear, because universes like that. We're open and they're going to be working with us to bring us to get what we need to move forward on this adventure of the path. And this reminds me, I have to bring Harry Potter again in here, because his Marauder's map, he's in the dark, he's on, I think, his whatever that broom is called, and he doesn't know where he's going. And all of a sudden, he makes a decision and the path lights up. So, with that, we'll take a break to come back to hear what Patty has to say about a pivotal moment for her. We'll see you soon.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the A Train to Sedona broadcast. I'm Linda Marsanico with my guest, Patty Hoyt. Patty, please unmute yourself. Great. So please share the pivotal moment that led you into the healing work that you do.
There are a few pivotal moments. I'm thinking I can talk about maybe the last one. Well, your listeners probably haven't got the full picture of my journey, but I lived with chronic pain for 25 years in my life. And during that journey, I went through different modalities came my way for the healing. And what I kept doing it is pushing myself to do what I had to do, right? What I had to do, quote unquote. And because I had a plan in my life about work, career, and my body would speak louder and louder, and I would just continue to push myself. And it got to a point where my physical pain was so bad, which I had incredible, crazy pain and doctors coming. Like when I was going to university in Brazil, I had nurses coming to my home and injecting me with painkillers and muscle relaxers. So that was crazy being like a young adult. Late in my life, fast forward, I was working. I'm already here in Hawaii. And I was working a sales job, which for the longest time I told myself that I disliked sales a lot. And I had a phobia of public speaking. And the more I put in situation that requires one or the other, like speaking public or selling something, my body would go and completely shut down. And so that time I said, I'm done suffering from those fears and phobias. I'm going to take this job that actually put both of those fear and phobia in one job. That's when I moved to Hawaii. All the job that I could get was that one job that had required me to do presentations. And public speaking wasn't speaking the stage to a lot of people. It can be a job interview for me was a public speaking, right? And that job was for me to do presentations and sell a product. And it's like, I'm going to take this job with an intention to conquer those two things, because I'm done being a prisoner of that, those fears and phobias. I want to be free. And it was the hardest thing that I did, because I went face forward dealing with those fears. I put myself in that situation in purpose. And there was a lot of crying. There was a lot of panic attacks. There was a lot of physical pain. And it started getting a little better, you know, that phobia of public speaking. But I was still forcing myself to the point that I had learned my lesson and I still didn't leave the job. I stayed and I kept wanting to do different things and mimicking other people so I could be more successful. Then I went so far away from who I was. My body starting to speak louder and louder again. And to the point that I almost fainted while I was driving a freeway. Funny thing that I usually say is that I had to pull over the freeway because the pants that I was wearing at that time was making my belly, because at that point was in my belly, the pain. It was so bad that I started getting lightheaded. Mm. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to faint. Let's pull over. And the pain was still there. I had to get out of the car, took my pants off, and came back in the car. And I text my husband, okay, honey, I'm in the car on the side of the freeway wearing just my panties. Cross the fingers that no police car is going to stop by. It's like, what? So when I got home, he said, okay, now you are risking other people's life. Not only your life. When are you going to stop? That was like a wake-up call for me. It's like, he's right. And from that point on, I was bedridden. I couldn't get out of bed. My pain was excruciating. And that was a pivotal moment. Like, something is here that is speaking to me. What it is. What is it? And then first I start listening to my body. What is the pain was telling me that I had been ignoring, to the point that the pain was so bad. It's like, you're going to be in bed until you listen to us. And I start listening and decoding the message that my body was giving me. And from that, I went even like, oh, this job is not the job for me anymore. Oh, I'm so far away from who I am. I don't even know who I am anymore. And that's when the spirituality came in pretty strong, because beyond listening to my body, now I'm leaning to listening to my higher self. Mm-hmm. What is here that is not in alignment with me anymore?
Mm-hmm. Are you able to share what the decoding sounded like? What was your body saying about the pain?
What is it like is exactly that. What are you trying to tell me?
Yeah.
I stop. I'm here. What are you trying to tell me? In my body, I also include my heart. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just a physical body. Yes, it's a physical body, but it's also the heart. What is my heart saying me? And being in that stillness that I learned long time ago, to hear that message. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that was very clear. This job is not for you anymore.
That was it, that the job, you needed to look somewhere else for work in a different, yes, gentle place.
Yes. Like in the job, I was mimicking other salespeople because they were successful. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to say what they said, do what they did,
right,
so I could be successful. But the more I did that, the less successful I was, because I was not speaking with my own voice.
Right.
So what is my voice? Mm-hmm. So I lost my voice, mm-hmm, in the journey in the job, right? In the beginning, the job was wonderful for me because I did what I wanted to conquer the fear and the phobia.
Yes.
Then it became something different.
You learned what you needed to learn.
Yes. And
then to move on to something else. Now, you mentioned self-inflicted suffering. What do you mean by that?
So with the physical pain, there's the pain from the physical pain or even the emotional pain. There is like a circumstance, a condition, right? And then the mind created an extra suffering.
Mm-hmm.
The mind was like mad and frustrated. Why am I with this pain again?
Mm.
Why I cannot go on a walk with my girlfriends? Why I cannot? So my mind was creating this suffering that was beyond the pain itself.
Right.
The pain itself was a condition, a circumstance that existed. But then I created a whole new layer of what I call suffering that did not need it to exist. I created that
mm-hmm.
on top of that because I was my mind. And one of the modalities that I study was NLP, neuro-linguistic programming,
mm-hmm.
Because what is there are words that we are saying to ourselves? What is that we are creating with our words?
Mm-hmm. Right? Words have a powerful energy.
Yes. So the more we say, we listen,
mm-hmm.
and then we start believing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes this cycle. And I started paying attention to what I was telling myself. What is the extra layer of suffering? What is that I'm creating that it's not necessary here?
Mm-hmm.
How hard I was on myself because I was mad mm-hmm. that I was in physical pain. Mm-hmm. I was really mad and frustrated and I talked myself down.
Mm-hmm.
That created even that it's way from compassion. And I know we're going to talk about compassion, right?
Yes.
So that's what I call it's any circumstances and conditions that we're in. Not just myself with the pain, but whatever is your listenings are in right now. What is the situations and circumstance they're in that they are creating a deeper layer of suffering? Can we all pay attention to our thoughts?
Oh, yes.
Words,
yes.
That is making that layer, extra layer of suffering. That what I call self-inflicted suffering.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm thinking of two things. One, that some Buddhists say that pain and joy both come in. When joy comes in, celebrate it. When pain comes in, don't add suffering to the pain.
There you go. Yes. Thank you for saying that. Yes.
And it's quite something to be able to step back and listen to what we're thinking. Because the thoughts could be rolling around in our mind from childhood. And the first step to changing them is to be able to step back and be in charge of that. So having said that, we are getting ready for another break. And I wanted to ask you, since we mentioned love and compassion when we come back, I'd like to understand how it has shaped your personal healing journey. So listeners, do come back. We're going to hear what Patty has to say about love and compassion and how it figures into her personal healing journey.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Ready to serve up success with a splash? Hi, I'm Bruce Kramer, a.k.a. the Corporate Cockroach.
I'm the Renaissance Woman, Angie Snowball. And I'm your strategy doctor, Dr. Navtej Dasanjh, inviting you to Serving Up Success with a Splash.
Join us as we shake things up with real talk and real strategies centered around awareness, action, and accountability.
And yes, there really is a cocktail involved. Please join us and sip your way to success.
Serving Up Success with a Splash, where wisdom meets happy hours. Cheers!
Cheers!
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the A Train to Sedona broadcast. I'm Linda Marasanico with my guest, Patty Hoyt. So, Patty, do tell us about how love and compassion shaped your personal healing journey.
Thank you. I'm going to take you a little bit back in my journey. So I grew up in a family that was somewhat dysfunctional. So you had people with drug addiction, alcoholism. One of my brothers had a deadly disease, cystic fibrosis. So my mom had her hands full.
Yes.
And I was a only girl out of four brothers. And for me, I grew up thinking, I need to hold myself. I cannot bring one more burden to my mom. So anything that happened in my life that was stressful, I kept to myself. I did not share that with my mom. I did not share that with anybody. So that created that toughness, I would say, like a fake toughness, and did not allow myself to cry. No, I cannot cry. I need to be strong. I need to be tough. And that was very detrimental to my teenager ages, my adulthood, because I created that mentality that I need to push myself. And I cannot, any circumstance that came my way that was challenging, I put the brave face and I said, I can get through this. And I did not allow myself to stay with that feeling. That circumstance brought up. So I did not allow to feel my feelings at all. And that's another thing that contributed in me having the chronic pain. Because I kept everything inside, right? Besides having the fears and the phobias, I also had this, let's keep everything inside and not allow myself to feel my feelings. So that's not very compassionate towards myself. Mm-hmm. Well, the opposite. I was very tough and towards myself and not really loving when I was sad. I did not allow myself to feel sad, to feel frustrated, to feel angry, you know, like in a healthy way. So later on, I noticed that, and my mom actually is the one that pointed out that I did not allow myself to cry. And because it was a stressful situation that I was like, the tears came down and I wiped my tears. And she raised her voice. She never did. She always talks very soft. And it's just like, let your tears come down. And I was like, whoa, what was that? It's like, honey, please don't be me. It's like, what are you talking about? It's like, I grew up with a military father. We couldn't cry. And as an adult, I don't know how to cry. So please do not be me. Allow yourself to cry. And I was like, whoa, that was the first time that I realized that I didn't allow myself to cry. And I went on a journey to teach myself how to cry again. And allow myself to, it was okay to cry. I had to undone so many things that I did to myself.
Yes.
Programming that I inflicted in myself.
Growing up in your family.
Yes.
Internalized.
Yeah, I internalized, right? It wasn't that she or my father told me, don't cry, right? It was myself. They're like, I'm not crying here. She has a lot on her plate, you know? So fast forward, the journey became to learn how to cry, learn how to, it took me a long time. It took me years to see that crying was actually a good thing. It wasn't a bad thing.
It resets the brain. It refreshes us. We have the tear ducts for that purpose.
Right?
And one of the
modalities that I now I'm certified in, it was the modality that helped me cry the most. I spent years trying to cry and be okay, but nothing took me deep enough. But I needed to go through those things that I was doing and loving compassion towards my the urge to cry, to come like, oh, can you cry? Or even sometimes forcing myself to cry. I put a very sad movie so I could cry.
Yes.
You know, in the beginning was that way. But after years, a modality called breath work, which I have been hearing about, like, but what is that? Is that a class that you take, like a yoga? So eventually it came to me and I took a class. And as I was there laying in my bed, it was an online class, laying in my bed for 1 hour, I cried so much that I thought I was not going to stop crying. And when he brought us back and I was like, what happened? What did just happen? I cried so much and I was just laying down and breathing. I was like, hold on, I need to understand what physically, emotionally, spiritually just happened here. And that was the reason why I went into the training, the facilitator training, because I wanted to learn more.
Yes.
Why that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And not even thinking that I was going to utilize that with my client. I was with all the modalities that I study. First, I study for myself because I wanted to help myself. Right? And then I learned. And then through that, attending different classes with my instructor, my mentor, I had major spiritual encounters and experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That it was like, what is that? I just saw this. I just heard this. I just experienced this. So it was. I had so many spiritual experiences throughout my journey with breath work. That's when I went deeper in spirituality. I couldn't deny anymore.
The breath is so powerful in bringing us to our multidimensionality. So at this point, was there any pain in your physical body?
It was still pain in my body. Not as bad as it was before, but it was still pain in my body. Not as a chronic pain. The pain would come and go. Mm-hmm. And then back then, I had already learned that anytime that I would get not in alignment, the pain would come back. In one part of my body.
Mm.
And then at that point, I was like, oh, the shoulder. Oh, you show up today. Instead of like, okay, let's go to the doctor. This is a lot of pain. I'm like, you show up here. What are you trying to tell me? What is it that I'm doing right now that is not in alignment? And then it would speak to me. I would hear the message.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pain would go away.
Now, in my research, I found the work of Candace Pert, a neuropsychologist who discovered the opiate receptor in the brain. And she did lots of research, over 200 papers, I think. And she said that the body holds the unconscious. So when we have an experience and we know what the experience is, we can deal with it. We have an experience and we disavow it, it goes to the appropriate place for that particular, we're so complex, so it goes to its place and it will create aches and pains for us. So what a beautiful method you've described of asking questions, because I am so convinced that the journey is within. It's by asking questions of ourselves. What does this mean for me? What do I need to change? What am I doing? That we get to the core of love within us. It's a beautiful core, and it's getting closer to truth, as you were talking about, getting to your truth and to Creator's love, to be brushing off the distractions so that we can hear the subtle voice of Creator.
Yes. Yes. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That is incredible. Makes totally sense.
So we have a few minutes before break, and I'm going to start with this question. You talk about the heart-soul ascension method. And would you begin to share, and then we'll continue after the break?
Sure.
About the heart-soul ascension method.
That is perfect. It's perfect segue to what I was just talking. Thank you. See, Spirit speaking. So for me, what I noticed that my healing, my deepening on this expansion, because now I'm into expansion, it was for me getting out of my busy mind that was creating so much chaos, dropping to my body, be with my body again, which before I didn't allow myself to be with my body, and go deeper into my heart. And when I did that, what happened is that now my body and my heart bypassed the mind and went up to my higher self, the spirit, to whatever you believe, right? The source, universe, creator, and get message through. So basically for that moment, it bypassed the gatekeeper, which is the mind.
Which might be the ego.
Yep.
So we bypass it and go right to the higher self and where we hear and see things and know things.
Yes. Yes. So that's exactly what it came to unfold, is that the heart soul ascension is that. It's for us to come down the mind, come back to our body, into our heart, so we can hear our heart's desires and then bypass and hear our soul's calling, and hear our higher self.
And do you work with your clients with that method, Patty?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. In a different ways, yes.
And how would it be different?
If I'm in a group settings, if I'm in a one-to-one a setting, if I'm in doing a life coach, which is online and a virtual, if I'm in person with my clients, just having a session, a private session with me, or if I'm leading a group sessions or class, or, you know, because I do group events and I do life coach, which is in a Zoom virtual, or I do people come over here to Hawaii and do a private sessions with me. So in the different ways I can do it. And then I can add different modalities as we do that method.
Lovely. Thank you. We are at break time. And when we come back, Patty, I'd like to ask you about the inner mosaic. Okay. So listeners, we'll take that break and do come back. We'll all learn something about the inner mosaic.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A-Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A-Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the A-Train to Sedona broadcast. I'm Linda Marsanico with my guest, Patty Voigt. Patty, would you share your thoughts about the inner mosaic?
Sure. So I learned inner mosaic modality from Samantha Kaal. Actually, you had her in your show.
Yes.
Yeah, so I, at some point, she was my coach, was my therapist, and then became my coach. And she created this modality, and she was doing with me, right, that modality as we were in sessions. And I discovered, and then I became a certified coach with her because she trains other coaches to on that modality. But what it did to me, it's understanding when I'm in a trigger mode, when something triggers me and I'm reacting through those triggers, and then what triggers me? Like, why is this trigger me? Why is that trigger me? Why am I in reactional mode, mm-hmm. not like responding with calm and, you know, I'm reacting to something outside of me, right? Mm-hmm. So that is a blend of modalities where growing up, there's different imprints. It creates a little part of ourselves. Mm-hmm. So instead of kind of an inner child, but as I call inner children, mm-hmm. because we have many children living inside of us.
Not just, indeed.
Yes. Right? And I learned about inner child back in the day. And then I was on like that little girl inside of you. I was like, well, there's many when I started studying inner mosaic. And they all come with their own imprints and whatever happened to them back in the day. And for me to identify when something triggered me, it's one part of me that is triggered. And talking about compassion and loving is to identify that part of myself that right now is speaking, mm-hmm. and giving a voice to that part of me, mm-hmm. that is here with all their suffering and their pain and their fears, and compassionately listen to that part of myself. Mm-hmm. So for me as an adult, it was so helpful to understand why I was acting as an adult that way. Well, is that 6 years old acting out? Mm-hmm. Is that 14 years old acting out? Mm-hmm. Right? Wasn't me as an adult,
yes.
over 50 years old, an adult acting out. Was that part of me? Mm-hmm. That it was the same way as my body that was trying to have a voice speaking to me. Those inner children, parts of myself, speaks to me in different situation, and learning how to talk to them and how to listen to them, yes. and see the message that they're here telling me,
yes. right?
With compassion, with loving, instead of like, shush, no, not the time now.
Right.
It's not shushing that those parts of ourselves. It's actually embracing them and accepting them and being compassionate towards them.
I would imagine that in that model, there's room to work through with that aspect, that imprint, to bring them to a happier state so that
yes.
you have a happy child within to go to inspire the other children who are going to become happy
as
we continue to work.
Yes. And one way that happiness, I'm going to change that because it's that part, start to trust in as an adult. That as an adult, right now, we have the tools to deal with the situation that is similar to the situation that they went through. That back in the day, they didn't have the tools to deal with the situation.
Yes.
So it's creating that trust between that part and our adult self.
Mm. Like,
oh, when they see that, oh, she got this. Oh, she has the tools now to go through the situation.
Yes.
Okay, I can trust that adult self that she can do it now.
Yes.
So it's like, it's not really getting to the happy place, but it's that part that doesn't get activated and triggered and like, holy moly, let's go. No, that is not safe to go there. I've been there. Don't go there. It's like, oh, okay. I don't need to scream right now. I can trust that she gets that. So, and it's funny because I just saw like the train to Sedona, right? What we say is like a bus. We are driving a bus, and in the back of the bus, there are all parts of us that got imprinted throughout our life. It's there with us. So we are driving all parts of us with us. And now it's like being a train, and all parts of us is in the train.
Yes.
You know? But sometimes one part of us that get triggered, see a situation that they went through and was not good, it takes over the driving seat of that train, kick out of the controls and try to control that train, right? So it's creating that trust that we are not in the same situation, that we're in a similar situation, but now we have the tools to deal with that right now, in this moment.
Right. Now, thank you for that explanation, Patty. As an energy worker, what modalities, energy systems do you embrace?
Ooh, well, in a mosaic, like we're saying, Reiki, I'm a Reiki master. Also did another energy work here in Hawaii called HUNA, H-U-N-A.
Yeah.
HUNA, which has, like Reiki has symbols that we work with. Mm-hmm. HUNA also has different symbols. So I learned that modality, energy work as well. So when I do breath work with somebody, I'm also doing energy work. I'm clearing what is stuck in them that it's disaligned, right? So I use those two energy work modalities in all the other modalities and all the sessions that I have. Mm-hmm. I use those two. Those are the two main. And then I also connect with my guides, my spirit guides, my animal guides, and they bring their own expertise as well when I'm working with somebody. So, yes.
Do you find that a lot of people come to you who don't know how to cry, where you use the breath work?
I actually just had one lady that came to me. She was in the middle of a cancer treatment. And she found me, she want to have a Reiki session and breath work. She saw like, oh, people told me to do breath work and people tell me to do Reiki. And she found that I do both. Mm-hmm. So we did I do cacao ceremonies, which I'm not going to have time to go into that. But it's an ally that helps people be in their heart. So she came to me and she said that She doesn't cry much. And I said, well, as you do this breath work, allow yourself to do, because that's how I know it worked. By the end of the day, if you did not drop a drop of tear, I'm going to ask, did I do my job right? And she started laughing. I was like, but this is the place where you can cry. And she cried. And she was so happy at the end. It's like, oh my God, I really thought I was not going to cry, but I did cry. And it felt so good. So yes, some people come to me and they are surprised that they cry.
That's wonderful. So what one piece of advice would you give to someone feeling disconnected from themselves or their purpose?
Is finding a way to connect with your heart.
Yeah.
Really being safe again to be in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned briefly about cacao. And if you go on Instagram or any search and put cacao ceremonies, this is an ancient Mayan Aztec plant ally that they use back in the day, and they still use it to bring people to their heart. So if a tribe was going to have a tough conversation, they first drink the cacao. So they are in their heart. It's a medicine of the heart. They are in the heart first before they have that conversation. And that's why I bring cacao into that and the breath work. And so it's bringing whatever it is, whatever tools your audience finds to help them come back to their hearts.
Thank you so much for that. We have about a minute before we close. How can people reach you, Patty?
Oh, I am very active on my Instagram, which is Coach Patty Hoyt. And Patty is with P-A-1-T and I, Hoyt, H-O-Y-T. I'm very active there. They can go also on my website and see all my retreats that I do here in Hawaii. I do private retreats and group retreats and in-person sessions too. So if they're visiting Hawaii, they can come here. I have a small healing sanctuary in the back of my property that they can come here. But go on my website, pattyhoyt.com, and then you'll find all the information there, or come engage with me on my Instagram.
Lovely. So listeners, next week, my guest is Natalie Namaste, a clairvoyant healer. Patty, thank you so much for being a guest today, for allowing my listeners to hear about your healing work, and for being right there after a traumatizing yesterday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much. I feel so honored to be here with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Aloha.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be frank about health with all of you.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A-Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A-Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.